This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, hello dear friends, good afternoon, such a beautiful, beautiful afternoon. So this video is all about good things. Let's first enjoy a cup of tea. Look at it. Oh, you need to enjoy it. Look at it. Okay. This may not be the most matching. Actually, do I even need it? Anyway, we will not spend too much time on these formalities and procedures. And this is oolong tea. Oh, so good. Look at it. Oh, let's enjoy a cup of oolong. I actually just want to drink it and didn't plan to make a video. But then I see this is so beautiful, this plate. It deserves to be shared, right? Okay. Now I put it aside. We will start the real talk, the talk of business. So here are the paper. You have seen that I buy complete cardboard stock paper and make my cards, so that it saves money. If I buy the cards, it's already made card and envelope. It is much more expensive. When you run a small business, you try to, your labor is no cost. At least some people calculate the price, calculate their labor, calculate the cost of the material. I do not calculate my labor. First, I enjoy it. Second, if I calculate my labor, it's kind of my labor is my life. I am living my life. I do it not only for making money. It's part of my life to do things. Okay, so we come here, and this is the card I made. I used to have this kind of cards. And there was one day I received one friend sending me a message. Haiying, you should make some logo design with your bamboo, black bamboo, and handmade by Haiying. So I was thinking that's a good idea. And so I carried it out. And that is what is coming out. So These couple of days, I was designing it, and I first draw this bamboo with brush. It's about this size. It's one of this bamboo without the background. And my family has helped me to to outline it, become a digital drawing. So this is vector-based or kind of outlined. It's not an image-based, so you can shrink it and extort it. Extortion, you can change shape. So, and he made 1, 2, 3, 4, about 50 or 100 fonts for me to choose. So at the end of the day, I think this font is a little bit, I'm sorry for the lighting, because the light is really on top of it. So for the shade, let's just endure it and not worry too much about it. So this font is kind of closer to this bamboo drawing. And I made it, and we have tested many times, and this is right. And when I print with this paper, you see the bottom. I have no bottom, bottomless Yang Haiying, because of the paper setting has some problem. And today I tried again, all worked well. It takes so much time to adjust. So I made this. For this, the first thing I am planning to send to this friend who gave this suggestion. And I am thinking bamboo, later on orchid, cherry blossom, and chrysanthemum or pine tree, or rose. The idea is the same. I do not do the logo ideas, something like the big company, IBM, Bauhaus, just the letter of it. I feel it's no fun. I like to do a little bit handwritten font, handmade by Haiying, and here I will change. I have several of this design. Sometimes I put orchid, sometimes I put bamboo, so that when you receive it, it will be more fun, right? A collection of it. That's my idea. And we have done this, and we have figured out the exact place where to put the placement. So we actually did like this. I just cut it out. These are two, and this will be my finished product. I will show you the complete process, how I make it. So we make this one. How about it? I am so proud that I take action. I act upon the friends. Wonderful suggestion. I used to have this design, and not exactly the same design, but the same idea. But for a long time, I didn't use it. This is bad. We can use it as a protection paper. So this is completely handmade. The painting, I hand painted, and the paper, I hand cut it, and the stamp, I hand stamped. Finally, we got a complete piece. This makes me so happy. And I will send letter to this UK friend. A friend from UK suggested, a YouTube friend. So I will send him one set of it as my humble way of saying appreciation. What do you think? Later, I will put, I am thinking of design something like a Facebook logo and then a Meta logo and my handle, Yang Haiying. Everything you find, Yang Haiying, you will find. My names, I always keep the same name. It's just too complicated to make a fictitious name or a fictitious name. It's too complicated. So this is it. I am making it into a real production of this. So later on, when friends receive order from me, such as cookies, I just received one order of cookie, such as cookies and chocolate cookie. I will show you a bit later with my hand, when I wear glove or something. You will receive one card with handmade by Haiying, and this is a proof. I always use card. I like to write, thank you very much for your kind support, or thank you very much for your generous support, or thank you very much for your continuous support. I have added an extra piece of paper. I have added a few pieces of chocolate, something I write. I do like to write a personal note because it means a lot for me. And my business is not very big. I have seen there are a lot of YouTube videos and showing how to be successful on Etsy. And they sell hundreds, thousands in a day. I am just lucky. I do want to have more sales, of course, so that I can I can be rich. I can make more money. But I have no complaint that I do not have much order. This way, I know each order comes from a person with a real face, with a real name, with a real heart, with a real soul to support me. So I write something from the bottom of my heart to say thank you, to thank them, to support me, to make me live my dream life, which is, my dream life is not living big. My dream life is I can do something. I can make cookie every day. I can make jam every day. I can paint every day. I can cut paper, make cards every day. That's my dream life. I do not want to be too big. This is good. This makes my life so interesting. Okay, that's about it. Thank you very, very much. If you have any idea, bring it up. This is a wonderful idea. So it really helps me. If you have some other ideas about packaging, about another note to put in, write it to me. Let me know. I want to improve myself. I do not have money to hire a consultant. You, all of you, each one who listened to the video is helping me to keep me going, to keep me making this kind of tedious video, to make this not so interesting sleepy videos. Okay, so that is it. I got one friend asking about how to make crispy cookie. I will, in the evening, this is about dinner time, family will make some food, but about evening time, later, I will make some cookie, and I might be able to make a cooking demo. But here, let me just show you how to make a crispy cookie. Now I get my plate here. Oh, look, they are all yellow color. Let me collect these and put it away so that the butter cookie and chocolate chip cookies butter does not get any stain, oil stain on my artwork. Okay, keep on, give me 1 more minute. Or actually not even 1 more minute. It's just a few seconds extra. Now I am here. We will take a look at the cookie I made. This is the chocolate cookie, and we finished them all. You remember yesterday you saw the video that I have a lot of chocolate chip cookie, and now there is almost nothing exists because it's too delicious. We finished. It's crispy, crunchy, and I put it into the ring. This is cooked in the ring, not in the mold. These are the mold. The mold is good. It's relatively smaller, but this is one of the methods. How to cook it crispy? One is to get cook it long and use a shorter time. This one I cooked with my family, so they have their opinion. So I cooked, you see, it's almost transparent. Look at it. They are not so healthy. There is a lot of oil in it, butter in it. So make it raise enough, and do not use too hot temperature. So this is the chocolate chip cookie, and this one is my butter cookie, pure butter without chocolate. Let's take a look, and this one is so good. You see, when it fall down, it's just all the crumbles come out because there is no water. There is no water. Only a teeny tiny little bit of vanilla extract. So it's use egg yolk. Egg yolk does not have water, right? It has water moisture in it, but it's not water. Water make it into combine them. This make it so crumbly. Butter and egg yolk. These are the liquid in it. So one of the key, I put temperature a little bit too hot. And another thing why this one is dark, it's because I used brown sugar. I do not know the recipe of this one. And it's my family's recipe. They did it. And I just do not want to steal their recipe. I'm sorry, we are in the same family, but I so respect. I want them to keep it unique and special. Do I make any sense? Yes. So this is relatively perfect. See? So use not too hot temperature, not too high temperature, so that it raises. Oh, sorry. So use not too high temperature, so it raises evenly. And there is another one raised even better. This one raised even better. So, oh, this, I am just against the light. It's not, I don't know whether you can see it clearly or not. Maybe I will, I do need to have a better lighting. So let me just zoom in and see if that works. Okay, so that's it. How to make it crispy? You have two methods. The first method is just use less dough, spread it out so it's thin, and cook it for a teeny tiny little bit, overcook it. Cook longer time in not too hot temperature, a little bit overcook. That is one way. Another way to do it is biscuit, bilingual, bicultural, bionical, bi means two times, right? Biscuit, cook two times. This particular biscuit is already done and done perfect. If I eat it, I may put into microwave for 15 seconds and then let it cool down so that the heat, anything when it is hot becomes soft. And when the heat runs out, it becomes crispy. So if you buy this and you find it not so crispy, what you can do? You can put into microwave 15 seconds, half a minute if you have several pieces together, and let it warm up, and then it cool down, it will be just perfect. I will put this back into the oven and re-oven it at 350 degrees for 5 minutes. That's it. And biscuit, it's so very good because it's cooked two times. That's the reason how to make it crispy. Okay, I still have some of these chocolate chip cookie doughs, and no promise. I hope I can make some tonight. And the friend who ordered this cookie today, I will ship together with some of this chocolate chip cookie. And this is a promotion period. I will send a cookie as long as I have. Sometimes we just finish it. As long as we still have, I will put in one or two pieces for you, or maybe more for you to try it, to taste it. And I do not know exactly the quantity and the ratio of it, but the material, I can tell you, brown sugar, complete egg. This is complete egg because this is egg yolk, so it's more crunchy, and chocolate chip cookie is a little bit more chewy and crispy. This is crunchy and sandy or crumbly. It's different. Yeah. So that's what I want to tell you about. And you have a beautiful, beautiful evening. Enjoy life. Life is to be enjoyed. Okay. Okay, domani mattina, tomorrow morning, I am shipping it out. Je vais envoyer demain matin. Et maintenant, on boit du thé, d'accord? mate. I just, when we were in Brazil, we ate mate, machi or mate. I forgot the how we pronounce it. It's such a strong tea. Okay, that is a lot. I am just so happy, so proud of Handmade by Hai Ying coming out. This makes me super duper proud. Bye bye, friends. I love you. I really do. Do, 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 do. Goo-goo, bye-bye. You will find everything here. Oolong tea, cookie, chocolate chip cookie. And shall I call it cookie or biscuit? Chocolate chip cookie, biscuit, and gâteau bodong, not gâteau bodong, galette bodong. C'est galette, c'est balai, bleu du balai. It's a little bit thick, disc. Ballet bouton, chocolate chip cookie, and this set card and bookmarks. They are all on my Etsy shop. I start to be shamelessly promoting myself. And this video is sponsored by my shop, by my online shop. Your support will be very much appreciated. And I have not yet figured out how to make promotion code and things. But there is one thing for sure. Anything you buy, you will get a happy surprise. You will get a surprise. I will always add something as a surprise. Bye bye, friends. I love you. I really do. Do, 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 do. Goo, goo, bye bye.